is coming, it's almost here. Long lazy days spent fishing off the pier, hanging out, having fun in the sun. But there's one more thing you gotta do before the day is done. Do some summer reading, curl up with a favorite book, yeah, summer reading. Before long you'll be hooked, lose yourself in a story. Words and pictures, your brain will thank you for such a fun mixture.
It's the internet is an amazing thing. Let me just tell you that right now, okay?
You find the funnest songs.
Well, this ties in, Rachel, with your column in the accent section of the Chronicle Telegram. Rachel Critch, the coupon queen. Keep kids reading throughout the summer. Here it is.
Some summer reading. Curl up with
unreal. You've got one for everything.
Well,
over there.
there's one for everything. It's a Google search and just a sort of, you know. All right, so a lot of summer reading. This is what you have. Keep kids reading throughout the summer.
And adults.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. I was telling Rocco about sort of that, what they call that sort of beach book or whatever, right? Isn't there like a quintessential or a stereotype of it's a great summer read? In other words, it's not going to make your mind think too much, and you can kind of go through it, and it's usually some adventure or romance or something
yes.
like that, right?
I love memoirs the most, but I do have a few summer reads. You know, there's quick, easy that you can read at the beach, and yeah.
Right.
You don't have to really pay
Though
attention.
I said to Rocco, maybe it's shifted over to the true crime novel book type of things, too. You
true
know, the,
crime is really big.
Right, exactly, sure. Anyway, let's talk about keeping kids reading throughout the summer, anybody for that matter, with being busy. Where do you want to start with this? What made you kind of think that's the column for me right now in June?
Well, because I just signed my oldest son up. He is an avid reader, and we just went to the Elyria Library last week, and I signed him up for the summer reading program, and yeah, so I was like, you know, I don't think I've talked about this in a while.
They usually have a theme or some sort of prizes involved or
yeah.
something like
so
that.
So each library has its own theme. They have their own program. So you can sign up for the one that's closest to you. And it's not just for kids. So I signed up online for the adult summer reading program because I am an avid reader. I will read all types of books. Actually, I listen to books, but audiobooks count. So... That's right.
I don't want to get into debate on that, but okay, sure, let's go with that.
The library said audiobooks count, so, you know, I'm always in my car.
Oh, I see, count through that. I just want to read.
Oh.
It's a whole different mind. Your brain is used differently. We're hearing something as opposed to seeing words and reading and things like that.
The library is counting it, then.
I understand.
You know what I like about audiobooks is that I can listen to them while I'm working. I think my brain is always, I may be a little ADHD, you know, like I can do multiple things.
Well, it's like a podcast at that point almost, isn't it? Right?
Yes. I mean, oh, I love podcasts.
So.
Yeah. I wish podcasts counted. Maybe I should ask my librarian.
Wouldn't hurt.
But anywho, so we read.
Maybe a podcast of somebody reading a book, I guess. Unless, maybe that's what a book on tape is. Anyway, all right. So let's talk. So your summer reading, sign them up. That just gives you sort of the direction or an incentive or a reminder as well.
Yeah, so go into the library, sign up. Adults, you may be able to even sign up online, so you may not even have to go into the library. But who doesn't want to go into the library, right? One of my funniest stories from high school is that I had a crush. And he came in to visit me while I was working, and he asked me what I was doing that day, and I told him I went to the library. It was in the middle of the summer, and he goes, what were you doing at the library? I was like, oh, did not like him after that. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Wow, that's a breaking point for you, I guess.
It was a breaking point. Right. Although my husband's not a big reader, so, you know, when you're 15, I guess that was a big point.
Well, I can't always judge a book by its cover. So anyway, let's go on to some other things, different companies and organizations, right, kind of do inspirations for
that,
too.
So do you remember Pizza Hut, the Book It Club? Was that around?
So
in the 80s,
it was really
big. Remember you would earn at your own personal pizza, the pan pizza? I think it was the 90s, 80s.
Well, I wasn't around in the 80s quite yet, but I think even when I was like early 2000s, 80. This was still a thing.
It's still a thing now, yeah. So, yeah, it's still around. So they offer a summer program that you can sign your kids up to. I think it's up to sixth grade, and they can earn their own personal pan pizza. So, I mean, listen.
That's good incentive
right there. I loved going to get my Book It pizza. I'm so excited.
How could you not?
So long as the librarian doesn't question the pepperoni juice that's on the back of the book as you've been bringing it through.
This one has nothing to do with the library, so it's completely separate. It's Pizza Hut's own program, so you can,
you can read the book, whether you buy the book
or I see what you're saying.
Where the book came from. That's
all right. Don't get pizza sauce on the library's books. That's that's true.
My reading is limited to just the box. How to reheat this pizza. That's usually my intent on reading for that time. Barnes & Noble, other kind of book places too,
obviously. Yeah, Barnes & Noble has one. It's for kids up to sixth grade, and you can fill out a little reading journal through August 31st. And then what's exciting is that there's a list of books that kids can pick from for free that they get to earn their own book. So if your kids really enjoy to read, and they're really my oldest son has a whole bookshelf of books, so this is something that he would absolutely love. He's a little too old, but he would have loved to, you know, earn his own book. So, yeah.
Right. Well, let's see what Chuck E. Cheese. What are we doing on Chuck E. Cheese?
Chuck E. Cheese, another blast from the past, right? Do you remember when Chuck E. Cheese was around? Like, remember when they had the big furry costume characters? They would walk around. They don't really do.
Right. Well, they were the musical band up front.
Yes. You'd walk in. Wasn't it great at North Olmsted?
Yes, exactly.
And you would see those big fuffy.
Is it not still there?
Did they do away with that?
Chuck E. Cheese is still there, but it looks completely different. I just remember when it was in the 80s, you'd walk in, it was dark.
Right.
And and you had them up on stage and they'd be playing the little banjos. Yeah.
Internet good, by the way, for that. You can Google Chuck E. Cheese from the past and the people from videos and then the behind the scenes of Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. It was a little scary.
I don't want to watch that one.
It's definitely more bright and airy now. There's lots of windows. But yeah, I love Chuck E. Cheese. So Chuck E. Cheese is still around?
Did COVID kill the ball pit, by the way? I just didn't know if that's still, you know, that's.
Oh, yeah, there's no ball pit.
No!
Yeah, there's no ball pit.
I mean, sure, you're really not?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll just. All right, let's reel this back in. All right, so
you can go to Chuck E. Cheese and you can fill out. I think you can earn 10 free points. Chuck E. Cheese actually has a lot of different ways that your kids can earn free play points. They have one for like when you eat all your vegetable. I mean, there's probably like 20 different certificates that your kids can sign, can fill out when they do good. So I just thought that was interesting. But reading is one of them. So, you know, if you want your kids to, it's like those little behavior charts. But there's, there's like, I lost my tooth, and you can get a, you know.
What's that certificate I have printed out and put it on my desk?
That was from Dole because you claim to have tried a new fruit.
Oh, that's right. I tried this.
You're a big boy over there.
You have a check that says, Bruce, I didn't fill it out yet. Bruce, you know, tried this on this date. And what did he think of the.
You tried a peach cup for the first time.
Right, exactly.
So good job.
You had never had a peach
cup? No. It's just,
he actually did. It was just an
example.
Thing.
When I printed it, I think this is great if you just try. And I thought, even for adults, because there's people in our office that refuse to try certain. I don't eat that. I don't like that. I don't eat this.
Well,
on,
you
people,
know what? Chuck
this.
E. Cheese has a little reward for them if they try it a few times. Get on really ChuckEcheese.com.
So a lot of this reading has to do with the carrot and stick kind of a, you know, a reward for doing something.
A little
like
reward,
that.
Yeah. I do not need any reward for reading. I thoroughly. And, you know, I just posted that Amazon has a buy two, get one free book sale right now. And there are tons of books and even bestsellers. So I posted it on my Couponing with Rachel page. So if you're looking for, if you like a physical copy of a book, you want to keep it.
We should also mention the Dolly Parton Imagination, that we can sign up for that and they get delivered off. And then there's also around town all those little free libraries that are out there too.
I love those little free libraries. I get giddy when I see one. And I will turn my car, I will find a parking spot just so I can look around and see if there's a book in there that looks fun to read.
Isn't there one like right? I mean, nobody can see where I'm pointing because this is radio, but like right outside the building, right? Over by City Hall, isn't there one sitting there?
So the one by City Hall down there is one of the
or is that different?
The food can drop off places like that where they have some of those too as well. Unless there's a library.
I'm pretty sure there's like a mailbox almost, right?
But Well, they have one.
Like a housey mailbox.
They'll put non-perishable food in some places over there, right by the City Hall one, I think.
Or maybe it's a two-in-one. You can put books and canned foods. I don't know.
Sure.
I thought I saw books in there.
It might be as well. And some of them, these different playgrounds have that little book station where you can go from station to station. It's kind of a walk or maybe a little exercise
like the
challenge.
Book, right.
Storybook
or
things.
Book walk. Yeah, storybook walk. Yeah.
Just encourage people to read like that too.
Rachel, do you keep the kids honest about marking down their reading time? and everything. So are they really reading for that 2 hours?
My two youngest are not big readers. My youngest actually has to read 15 minutes a day during school, and he actually sets his own alarm, you know, really? Through Alexa, and so he keeps himself honest. Wow. He sets the alarm. My middle son.
That sounds like somebody who doesn't want to read more than 15 minutes.
Oh, 100%.
My time is up.
He is making sure. He's not one who's going to say, let me get to the end of this page. Yeah.
No.
My oldest son, though, I just walk into his room and he's reading a book.
Wow.
Yeah. In fact, he just bought a $50 book on Amazon. It was a hardcover. He really wanted it. It's a really hard book to read. It's very unique. Yeah.
How do you explain the difference? I don't. And this is just sort of a parenting type of thing.
I may need to get some DNA.
How did this happen?
I'm not sure.
It's amazing that sometimes you'll have one that reads well a lot, and the other
it's
one
crazy.
Just doesn't.
Right. They all go into the oven. They're same cook time, and they all come out different cakes. It's crazy, right?
Yeah. Well,
completely different
that's
cakes.
Funny.
You just kind of find where they have, and sometimes it has to do with the topics of what they're reading, right?
Yes.
That's sort of. And you'll be upset. Maybe they'll be obsessed in some sort of area and they'll want to know all about this particular
thing. And honestly,
you're
trying to figure out what they're interested in. So, like my youngest, who just hates reading, we go to the library and we look for different genres that may spike his interest in reading. And while he really enjoys those graphic novels, you know, which are probably a little bit under seventh grade reading, I chatted with his teacher and I'm like, listen, this is what he really enjoys. And he can get through multiple books. So I tried to just encourage as much. If that's what you love to read, then that's what we're going to go with for right now.
Yeah.
Right. Whether graphic novels or comic books that they have, or even the Diary of Wimpy Kids were the ones that saved my daughter
that.
A little bit, because it's like words, but there's pictures too. So you kind of think the book looks the same, but it has different images and things that relate to it.
I think growing up, my favorite were Little House on the Prairie. Remember those? Taking it way back.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, those are classics, as they say. I mean, they come through generations. Sometimes, though, you wonder whether kids want to, in as much as they want to do classics, or is there sort of a new group that came up?
Ooh, Sweet Valley High. Those were good ones. These are probably, you probably wouldn't have. You probably would not have. They were really big in the 80s and 90s. Yeah, they're probably no longer around. Yeah, those were good.
I have some Hardy Boy or Nancy Drew.
I've read Hardy Boys.
I have not. Are those good?
Ooh, those are good. Those are real good.
And then you discover they're like all written by a guy or some other, you know, it's a woman that's not written is a pen name, is a woman, it's a guy writing it, or it's vice versa, or they're all written by the same people, the behind the scenes of the whole stuff, which is, you know, you don't really need to know that, but it's just.
And those were mysteries, right?
Were
you ever like, wait a second, I know where this is going? Or were you pretty surprised?
I'd like to try to be surprised. Same thing as I watch a show that I've seen before. I'll purposely try to forget what's happening so that I can have the same response. I don't need to get too much. I enjoy the trip that they've created with the story and or the movie as well.
You get value out of your shows and books then over there.
Right.
Just rewatch. Good on you.
I try to do that as well. Anyway, if people want to get more details about this, of course, couponingwithrachel.com is a good place to get some details for your blog, as well as following you in the Chronicle Telegram. But the summer reading. Do we have more of the song left? Here it is.
For the favorite book, summer reading. Before long, you'll be hooked. Lose yourself in a story, words and pictures. Your brain will thank you for such a fun mixture.
Nobody in this cartoon is moving their lips while they're reading, though. I was just, you know, I'm maybe a little. Am I not the only one? There's the tune for today, Summer Reading. Now, Rachel, while you still have your headphones on here and we have a moment here, guess who's coming to the Lorain County Fair?
Who?
Guess who? The guess who is coming to the Lorain County Fair.
You got that twice this morning.
Well, I had.
Hope you're proud of yourself.
Well, that's why not. That's because I did work in getting these different songs. You're familiar with the Guess Who, right? Is this even out of your wheelhouse? Canadian group, big songs. They had this one. She's not giving me an illuminated look like she's.
Well, I've been through this already this morning.
No time left for you. On my way to better things.
Right, there's that one, there's this one here.
No sugar tonight in my coffee. No sugar tonight in my tea.
Okay, now, all right, this is the one you know. You've heard this one, right?
I heard this one.
That's what I always had.
There's the big, oh.
Probably because of Lenny Kravitz and the remake that he had of that song,
too. He did
too.
The remake.
Right.
Sorry, guess who.
So, that's okay. They still got the paycheck from the royalties from that song as well. So. Guess who will be coming to the Lorain County Fair on Monday, the August 21st as well.
Oh, I'm gonna have to go.
Roots and Boots, if you're into country, Sammy Kershaw, Colin Ray, and Aaron Tippin will be performing.
You know what's crazy? So. I've lived in Lorain County all my life, and I have not been to a concert at the fair.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, but you've been
come
to
come on
the
down
fair
in August.
I know. I need to come down.
Got the Mondays and Tuesday nights for that,
I
too.
Do come to the WEOL booth.
Well, that's good, too. There's a demolition derby that takes place later in the week, too. So, but that's later in the month. After you've read about 6 or 7 or 8 books, I don't know what the...
Can I read a book while I'm watching the Demolition Derby?
Oh, sure.
You can be I can listen.
Sure.
I can.
Yeah. Bring a book wherever you are to show how disinterested you are to the place where people brought you.
You know, talking about that, when I was dating my husband, I would come to his baseball games and I'd bring a book and his mom would be like, Rachel, your husband, well, not husband, Joe's about to hit, right? And I'd be like, oh, yeah. And that, you know, I'd clap and then I'd go back to my... I love to read. You know, do I have to watch
but
the
you
whole
were,
thing?
No, I guess
when he's just sitting on the bench.
No, but
picking dandelions
waiting.
Out there.
Do you remember
the
books you were reading while this courtship was going on at that time, like that?
No, but I'm sure they were really good.
Yes,
had to be.
She still laughs. She goes, Rachel, do you bring books when your kids are playing soccer? I'm like, sometimes.
Sure. Takes a while, especially soccer, for sure. Rachel, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thanks, guys.
Rachel Critch joining us, Coupon Queen again. Follow her every Tuesday in the accent section of the Chronicle Telegram. It is 8:57.